till midnight doing that kind of thing, bringing you Little Barry, Breakestra, Oregon, Clarence Curvon and the Mod Squad, and the Pimps of Joy Time. Got about an hour left in the show. Wanted to get into that kind of thing because I know everybody's got this emotional kind of thing going on right now, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to deal with it or discuss it because I'm sure that you've been inundated with it, saturated with it, and just desensitized by the whole concept. So me, I'm going to stick with what I do know. I know about just getting down and funky and grooving, because I know when it's all bad and boo-hooey, well, there ain't nothing you can do but just get on down, brothers and sisters. That's all you can do. And you can remember those times that make you that emotional, that make you feel that way. And I can only feel of it in two, well, maybe three separate ways. Not in any particular order. Is the act of physical love, because, well, nothing else makes us look that silly or feel that fantastic. Number two is getting on down and feeling groovy and just dancing my butt off, because nothing else eliminates everything else around you and makes you feel one with everything that is funky and groovy and a peaceful vibe. That being said, don't forget that Earth will be doing their things with Jamin Brahmin at the Sycamore Deli this 19th of April, going down Sycamore Deli, 10 p.m. Don't forget, at 10 p.m. also in Blacksburg, Virginia, you can check out the Stereo Fidelics doing their thing at Gillies, 10 p.m. 8 p.m. on Saturday, April the 20th, Big 420, man. Don't forget, the Trainwreck will be doing their thing at Sycamore Deli and at Anchor Farm, for those of you who are in the loop and cool with that. Don't forget that Anchor Farm Studios will also be doing their 420 gig, man. So Hitler's birthday is apparently a big hit, along with celebrating bombs and shootings and death and damnation or whatever, man. It's the end of the world, so you might as well grab somebody and kind of get on going with it. And if it don't work out, which it probably won't work out because it doesn't work out all the time, you can always have those kind of moments where you can sit down there and say, man, I gotta reevaluate things. And that is my tie-in to this one. 90.7 FM, WUVT, Blacksburg, VA. Tina Turner, baby. Remember, if you get your heart broken, get it back. Now you don't want what you got. Once I was a thrill to you. Suddenly I'm not. Was it my mistake? You don't want what you got. You got it now. You don't want me.
with me. Well, you come walking through my neighborhood. You can only guess our love will be so good. You shall see that you was meant for me. You got so many plans, but I don't mind. I sure can't understand why you left me behind. But when you realize your big mistake, see that you was wrong, but you'll be too late. Because I'll be long gone, and you will find you should have never left my side. Treat me, you were so unkind. But when you find, you wish you could still be mine. Now I know the reason why your love had me so blind. You told me that you care. I sort of read between the lines. But now the tables turn, and you shall see. You missed your last chance to get with me. Many plans, but I don't mind. I sure can't understand why you left me behind. But when you realize your big mistake, you'll say you was wrong, but you'll be too late. Because I'll be long gone, and you will find you'll never left my side. Your love is mismated. Your love is a river. A river run dry. You got many plans, but I don't mind. I sure can't understand why you left me behind. But when you realize your big mistake, you'll be too late, because I'll be long gone, and you will find you should have never left my side.
Things are all kinds of crazy, wacky, and weird around the world this week. Oh, man. With it being April 16th at Virginia Tech, everybody's thinking about the shootings. With their bombings going on in Boston, everybody's thinking about that. All kinds of crazy nonsense. It's terrible and horrible all over the place. There's an earthquake in Iraq that killed hundreds of other people. Bombs going off everywhere. People are dying left and right. The world is coming to an end. We're all going to freak out and die. There was one man who really helped me through a lot of terrible nonsense that was going on in my life when I thought that it was the end, when it was just all over, when it was just going to crush me and destroy me and just drive me down into the ground and I couldn't deal with it. And he was there, and he always had a really funny way of kind of putting things in a simple tune, in a simple way, in a kind of a perspective that I could dig and I could groove on. And it wasn't ever anything that was immediate. It just kind of boiled and brewed in my mind, and it really settled me out in a very John Lennon kind of way, in a very chill kind of way, in the kind of way where you would hope that somebody who cares about you and loves about you would reach out to you and touch you in that way that says, don't stop right now. Because you got to go through your thing. Everybody's got to go through their thing. But hey, here's my thoughts. And he did it multiple times while we were just riding bicycles, cruising around in the hot Texas sun. And for whatever reason, he was kind of one of those gentlemen that kind of worked his way through. And by kind of, he was never anything other than RRR. Rodney R. Rodney, you introduced me to him. You were out there jamming and digging them. So thank you for reminding me that no matter which way it goes, baby, one way or another, it's got to get better in a little while. Derek and the Dominoes, live, 1970, at the Fillmore East. To the one and only Rodney R. Rodney. I had a request from the very beautiful, very fantastic, very amazing, and very sensual Miss Caroline for Nuclear War by Sun Ra. And of course, that's the only track I cannot find. But I'm hoping that this will suffice. This is the Wars of Armageddon from the one, the only, Funkadelic. And I bring this to you from the shaved parts under my pants. We'll be right back. believe none of us. Get thee to a nunnery. Liars we all be, and hellbound we will take you. Believe none of us. Get thee to a nunnery. The Wars of Armageddon from Funkadelic. Always gets me in that kind of ethereal mood for the end of it all. Because, well, I think that's what's going on this week. They say that you're not supposed to make jokes too soon or whatever, but I have to make at least one. The good thing about, having the whole, birth of, or celebration of the birthday of Hitler and, the bombing at, 1996 Olympics in Atlanta and the whole thing going on in Boston and the Virginia Tech shootings and just the whole nonsense of Columbine and all the terrible things that are associated with all this. My big joke is, at least I can look at all my hippie friends and say, hey man, your 420 thing is done. Because guess what? It's not cool to be cool around things you can't be cool around. Or is it? I don't know, man. It's a terrible, horrible, and weird, crazy world. And every minute that you turn around, you might just get wiped out. Boom, just like that. There were earthquakes over in Iraq that killed a whole bunch of people. Bombs in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Missiles going to be shot out of North Korea. And it's just every single moment of the day that you get around there doing all kinds of things. And Iraq, Iran. It's all kind of, it's a universal thing.
Don't.
Travis is trying to make
don't
me.
Say it's the same thing.
I'm not trying to say it's the same thing. The whole thing is just in the moment, right now, boom, it's all over. Right here, you're there, and in 1 minute, you're gone. Once upon a time, I sat with my mom, and we discussed the cockroach theory in life. What's the cockroach theory in life? I'm glad you asked. Here's the cockroach theory in life. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and in Houston, Texas, we have to have screened-in porches because we have flying cockroaches and cockroaches that grow all over the place, and they're just everywhere. And one day, my mom looks over to me, and she flicks a cockroach off of the screen. Out into the yard it goes. And she goes, that's how it is, man. I was like, what are you talking about, Mom? And she says, well, either you get squashed, and you have to start all over again. That's it. You're done. And you have to start from the beginning again. Or you get launched. Pow! As she launched that cockroach off that screen. She's like, there you go, off into the void. And you have to start over with what you have from where you were at. And that is your life. One day you're a cockroach that's squashed, and one day you're a cockroach that's launched. It doesn't really matter how it goes along. What matters is the trip, how you do it. How you do it with the people that are around you, and how you do it with the people that you're doing it while you're doing it. And so that's my way of tying it all together and saying, hey, it's a wacky, weird, crazy world. Like Ferris Bueller said, enjoy it. Enjoy the people that are around you. And so hopefully you can remember those moments from a scene in your particular Italian restaurant. Travis Brown is up next. Y'all have a fantastic and groovy weekend, and I will catch you next week.
In our old familiar place, you and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italia. got a good office, I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago, you lost weight, I did not know. You ever look so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans. Daddies and the king and the queen of the farm, riding around with the car top down and the radio on. Nobody looked any finer. Always more of a hit at the Parkway Diner. We never knew we could want more than that out of life. Sure, the Fender and Eddie would always know how to survive. Summer of 75, when they decided the marriage would be at the end of July. Everyone said they were crazy. Brenda, you know that you're much too lazy, and Eddie could never afford to live that kind of life. Oh, but there we were waving Brenda and Eddie goodbye.
Italian restaurant.
Oh, I am excited. I'm excited. I'd kind of had this thought in my brain for the longest time that I really wanted to play this particular track, but I could never quite lead into it. I could never quite have a reason to do it. And Travis needed, well, he would in a minute. And ironically enough, I ended up early, I guess, sort of, kind of, by totally accident. So, in the meantime, as I'm coming around to that midnight hour, I wanted to play something that is dear in my heart, because in tragic times, as we are dealing with all this good stuff, I believe that light is what it is that drags away the dark. And once upon a time, I was raised by some wacky out, cool hippie parents, three of them, in fact, and they all kind of agreed on one particular track. And it was a track that wasn't really a track. It was an album that eventually got made into an animated movie. And the whole movie gave you this concept of the world. And there was a guy that wrote this album. His name was Harry Nilsson. And Harry Nilsson wrote a bunch of tracks that wound up in this movie. And I grew up watching this. And so, without further ado, just remember that sometimes you don't have to have a point to have a point, especially if you live in the land of the point. And if you don't have a point, it's best to have a dog who does.
Me and my arrow, straighter than